Salome, from the short story collection Comfort and Joy by James Ross, read by Judith Wilson. Incidental music from Warm Winter Studios. Salome was the stepdaughter of King Herod of Judea, and she had been instrumental in the execution of John the Baptist. Her mother was infatuated with John, but he rejected her, and, furious, she asked Herod to have him executed on a trumped-up charge. However, Herod refused, as he recognised that John was a holy man. Later, Salome's mother, knowing how beautiful her daughter was and how weak Herod could be in the face of such beauty, asked Salome to dance for Herod, and he was so struck with her allure that he promised to give her anything she wanted. Acting on her mother's instructions, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist." Herod could not refuse, and so John was executed. What follows is conjecture, but there was a Salome who became a follower of Jesus. When Salome met Jesus, she renounced evil and became one of his followers. She was there at his crucifixion, and she was there when his body was found to have disappeared from the tomb, and an angel approached her and Mary and Magdalene with the good news of his resurrection. That John thing, it ran right through me. A black seam of guilt and remorse, and yes, if I'm honest, the exhilarating, addictive power I'd enjoyed for those few minutes. And I thought it would come between us, me and him, because of course I was complicit. From the first slipper to the final veil, I knew what Mum was after. I had my instructions, and I embraced the power of it all, the whole performance, looking like I wanted to be dragged through a bed backwards. Mum had her way, as did Herod. And John had been the saviour's cousin, but all he said was, "If you change your heart, if you embrace love, all is forgiven." Like that. As though it was the easiest thing in the world, change your heart and all is forgiven. So I did. And I was. They were all there for that final meal. Forget the paintings, even the written accounts get it wrong. It wasn't just him and the disciples sitting there waiting piously for the bad news. There was a throng, maybe 25 of us in this room above an inn, eating, chatting, drinking wine, oblivious to the future, drunk on his word, and only he knew what was going to happen. If you said the thing about the bread and wine, I didn't hear it. And the bit about the traitor? No one I've spoken to seems to recall that either. James playing card games with the kids, I remember that, showing them tricks, playing, number games, sitting next to that big Roman guy who was laughing and joking with the boys, like they'd each and all discovered a secret and didn't care who else found out. And Magdalene, of course, she was officiating over the food and drink, bustling about, and there was plenty. He just sat, quietly, chatting mostly with Peter the Rock and Judas the Searcher, until, at one point, he looked across to me and his gaze entered my soul. And in my heart, I embraced love again. They scourged him and broke him on the cross, and when he died, something died in me. Hope died, maybe, and my heart became as cold as his marble flesh when Magdalene and Mary and I washed him and cleaned his wounds, oiled his olive skin, combed his coal black hair. I pressed my mouth against the hole in his wrist, my tears washing him once more. Hope failed in me then, but not love. Love endured. And when, 3 days later, I saw the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty, the cold and lonely snows in the remote regions of my heart melted, and the sun shone upon me and I flowered again. Magda and Mary and I hugged one another for joy, and that beautiful boy who was waiting there for us gave us his message once more. "Change your heart," he said to me. And I did. Salome, from the short story collection Comfort and Joy by James Ross. Read by Judith Wilson. Incidental music from Warm Winter Studios.